You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's this notion, because you just brought up he grew up in Boston, you know, Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's the afternoon guys. Maybe it's not. I think even Tiki said it, and I think Sean did as well, whereas they're talking about how if my kid ended up on the, I'm still a Yankee fan. Yeah, okay, I'm not changing. Yeah. Well, there's no way. I think that's a fun thing to say when your kids are little. There is no way that those two guys would not put a Red Sox cap on if their kid went to the mound pitching for the Red Sox. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'd put the cap on.
Oh,
but
yes, you would. You would be
kid.
So smitten with your kid taking the mound in a major league game. You'd become a Red Sox fan overnight. You would. And anybody that says they you're lying to yourself.
I'm not, I wouldn't root against my kid. I don't know if I put all the like.
So you'd want your kid to go out there and pitch well, but lose.
No. I'm just saying I don't know that I'd be like, hey, look at me with my hat and my jersey.
I hope one of your kids gets to play for the Islanders.
Yeah. Islanders wouldn't bother me as much as the Devils. Yeah.
Okay. I would love to see little Lopresti playing for the Devils.
Wouldn't be so little at that point.
Well, you know what I mean. And then you're really going
to
sit there and tell me.
Was he physically tough enough to get to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, you heard that the
other day?
Of course
I heard
it.
The
hell was that?
That was the call you took. Yesterday. The guy you wanted to wedge in, the guy who called about the Rangers.
Strong on paper, boy.
He was a little...
Oh, he was an older man from Michigan.
Yeah.
He was an older man from Michigan.
You're mocking the elderly now?
Yes. That elderly person, yes.
Eddie, yes. He joined the show. That's how it works.
That's right. Once you come
you
on
join
the air,
the fray, you deal with the what comes.
All
that's
bets
just
are off.
Way, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I would have a tough time wearing Red Sox.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Yes, you wouldn't.
I would. I would root for my child.
I'm sorry, you would not.
I would still be a Yankee fan. You can't take that out of me.
I didn't say you wouldn't be a Yankee fan. What I'm saying is you would root for that team and your son to have a lot of success. You would.
Not that team.
You wouldn't want your son to be a World Series champion. Seriously.
Of course, but...
Okay, no, that's it. You just answered the question. That's it. That's the answer.
Again, yeah. You root for the, you pull for the team to do well because your
that's
son's
all I'm
on
saying.
It, but you're not out there, you know, waving.
I didn't
pom-poms
say you're going to become the team mascot.
Well, you said put the hat
but
on.
If you didn't think, if you don't think that if your son played for the Devils, that you wouldn't be wanting them to go win the Stanley Cup Finals, you're out of your mind.
You're telling. So my son plays for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
It's the ALCS, Yankees versus Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I have to root for the Red Sox to win the series.
I think you're a heartless prick if you don't. That's what I would think.
I don't know.
I mean, you're already wearing Eagles stuff.
Good point.
Right.
That's a good point.
Wait,
and
what?
That's,
wearing
and that's a meaningless Pop
yeah, but
Warner.
That's yeah. My what? Son's my
right.
Son's
tough guy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't worn the Eagles stuff. I was a fill-in coach, but
okay.
My son's flag football team is the Eagles.
All right. That. Okay, but you're not putting on the Eagles stuff.
He's the head coach.
No, well,
he should wear the hat.
The Eagles hat.
No.
He should.
No. I'm sure it's
he
the,
should.
It's the
yes.
NFL flag jerseys.
Correct.
But yeah, same in my town. The coaches don't have to wear.
He should. If he wants to be a leader,
no.
I didn't.
And set a good example.
I did
you
say
should.
Go Eagles begrudgingly.
Oh, fly Eagles, fly.
No, well, not even go that far.
So,
I pushed for just. Can we just say Philadelphia?
And yeah, right. No,
that's first step. Next thing, black mask.
So you're talking about your Yankees fandom. This came up on the warm-up show as well, in addition to Al wanting to interview about the overnight callers.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, who's the biggest Yankee fan here at the station? And I whittled it down to you and Keith.
Yeah, keep whittling.
Okay. Well, I said I said to Al, we should put him on the spot.
Yeah.
And ask him, how does he differentiate himself? Why do we put C-Mac above McPherson?
You cannot be a bigger Yankee fan than I am. I'll just put it that way. That's it.
It's you.
That's right. You're a fan of BT.
Well, Al brought him up. I said no disrespect to BT. I just think that life for McMonagle revolves around the Yankees a little bit more than BT.
Yeah, like for example, like last night I was at the football field. I don't check scores. I tell everyone in my circle, don't bring up scores to me. I don't care what I'm doing, what time of day it is. I will go home and start the game at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, or I will do it the next morning. Like I don't miss an inning. I don't miss a pitch.
Yeah.
I don't miss a thing. I score the games.
He's neurotic like Evan is.
I am.
With the
but
Mets.
Not at
neurotic.
The games, which is a little different.
Yes,
I don't do it at the games.
But he goes out. He sets up his day and his night around making sure he can commit the time to the Yankees.
Correct. Yeah. I don't miss a pitch.
For McPherson, it's a little different because he's often on the air either not during the games, but shortly after going from the stadium to the studio.
Sure.
So a little bit of a different situation.
I don't want to say that Keith isn't a huge Yankee fan. I'm just saying I don't know how you could possibly be a bigger Yankee fan than I am.
That's a fair answer. Keith in Ocean Gate. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk. I was talking to my wife last night about this whole Red Sox, Yankees wearing the jersey thing. So if my kid was pitching for the Red Sox, we both said that we would absolutely never wear anything Red Sox.
I disagree. How old are your kids?
I can see where you're coming from, Gary, but there's so many fans in this town that would say the exact same thing. I get it. If my son was on the mound pitching for the Yankees or the Red Sox, I would literally be crying. It would be emotional. I just would never put on a Red Sox uniform. I'm sorry.
Well, but there's two. There are two different things here, though. Too. We're talking about like looking like a mascot, or are you rooting for them to win?
Well, that's where you can root, but you don't have to go all the way to.
But you'd still be rooting for your kid and that team to win.
Yes. In that game.
Yeah.
Well, no. So I'm going to ask. So, Keith, I'll ask you the question. Your son is the number two pitcher on the Red Sox. How old is he now?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's only 4.5.
Oh, for Christ's sake, almighty.
I knew it was going to. I knew
fine.
That was coming.
He's 4.5.
Long pause.
Oh, my God. So you haven't even gone through any of the trials and tribulations.
He's 9 months old.
My God. But, no, but that's fine, because I do think this changes as they get older and you watch them play.
Yeah.
So in the year 2020, where the hell are we? 2025, let's say 20 years from now. All right, so in the year 2049, your son is the number two pitcher on the Boston Red Sox. and they're in the World Series, mm-hmm. you don't want him to become a World Series champion. Absolutely. Your ass you don't.
No,
of
I do.
Course you do.
100% I do.
But of course you do.
Of course I do. At that point, absolutely I do.
Well, what other point is there? That's what we're saying.
The ALCS against the Yankees.
Boy, I tell you, bad guy.
I'm sorry. Day he pitches 100%, I want him
game
to be
seven.
Successful.
Game seven.
Then I would.
Oh, what do I do? You root for your kid.
You root for your kid. You root for your kid.
And also that he gets the World Series, more money, more notoriety, the whole thing.
Everything.
The sodas would be all about that. Need that bonus.
Buys
money.
You and your wife a new home. It's, everything's good.
I understand that. He's not going to buy it in Boston.
Your kid in a parade.
Nor should he.
I'm not going to. Yeah, we can go.
Yes, you
parade,
would.
I'd go.
Yes, you would.
I would. And I would probably wear.
Everybody talks tough when the kid's little.
Wait, what are you going to wear now?
No.
Yeah, at the if they win a championship, my son's a championship.
Oh, come on, now we're going to wear a championship shirt.
I'll wear his jersey.
Come on, Jerry.
And he should. It's his son, for God's sakes. Come on.
I'm specifically rooting against the Yankees. That's my problem. That's where I'm like, I don't know how I would handle it.
Yeah.
Once they're and they're in the World Series playing anybody, the Mets to the Dodgers, doesn't matter.
Okay,
I will root for my son.
What you're saying.
I'm saying, versus the Yankees in particular, I would have a tough time. Like wearing Red Sox stuff in Yankee Stadium because my son's making the.
I don't care what you wear. I just mean, in deep, you got to be rooting for your kid.
And here's
out
a better scenario: he's the closer for the Red Sox.
Oh. Yeah.
So four like times, bang, 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 bang.
It's not just that's one or two worse. Starts in a series. Yeah. Every week he's on the mound.
No, yeah, I would. I can't envision rooting for the Red Sox over the Yankees no matter what the circumstances.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Even with my son, I root for him to do well. I don't know how I could root for the Yankees to lose.
Childless and godless over here, I'm with Jerry. You're with your child.
I guess I'm childless.
Well,
that's Eddie. That is true.
The Yankee hater in there. Yeah. I'd love to see.
He's just letting you know my opinion's relatively less important than all of yours, but this is what I would say.
That's not true.
Well, that's kind of what he's saying.
An alternate universe where Eddie's got a son pitching for the Yankees, closing out the Mets and the second ever World Series the two have played against each other.
I think he'd have a little bit more of a struggle than I'm
honestly with Jerry. Yeah.
I believe.
I'm telling you. I really think most people, except sick people.
Guy who celebrates YE Day every year over here.
Yeah, exactly.
But
right.
All of a sudden,
no problem.
It's different. Yeah. It's just different.
Once that happens, it changes.
I understand. I would never root against my son playing the game. I would want, if he's a hitter, I hope he hits a home run every at bat. If he's a pitcher, I hope he gets every strikeout. But I'm just saying, the idea of rooting against the Yankees is tough for me, even with my son.
I'm not saying it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.